This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The regional head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is disputing the idea that the federal government prevented Colorado from buying 500 ventilators. Governor Jared Polis has accused FEMA of jumping in to claim the ventilators for itself, but the regional director tells the Denver Post he believes the governor is mistaken and that the supplier may not have realized the federal government had a deal in place when it agreed to sell the ventilators to Colorado. Western Colorado farmers are looking for damage to their orchards after freezing temperatures this week. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the cold weather comes at an already uncertain time.
Because of COVID-19, many growers don't know what kind of demand to expect this season. That includes Harrison Topp, who co-owns his family's farm, Topp Fruits, in Delta County. He says slower restaurant and farmers market sales could really hurt businesses like his. Topp also says it's unclear how the pandemic will affect farms that rely on migrant labor.
For people who are anticipating bringing up additional workers in June or July for harvest, are those workers going to be able to come up?
But Topp says every season has its own surprise issues, and he's optimistic that he and other local growers will get by. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Chilly temperatures in Grand Junction and elsewhere this morning have broken records. It was 7 degrees in Colorado Springs early today, 11 in Grand Junction, and 19 degrees in Denver. Those are those cities' coldest temperatures for this date since 1933. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.